Michigan's Republican governor is under fire for his administration's handling of lead-related drinking water problems in Flint. The concerns center on contamination from old water supply pipes. Many Wisconsin communities still use lead pipes. Governor Scott Walker was asked Friday if the state will help more cities modernize.
Part of our capital budget and bonding in the past has been specifically to help utilities and local communities deal with that. We're going to continue to do that going forward. But we think based upon our work with local government, the work of the DNR and other state agencies, we've been far more aggressive than other states across the country.
Some water agencies say they coat the inside of pipes to keep lead out of the water and advise homeowners to run taps a bit in the morning before drinking. A recent study found more than one-third of the wells in Kewaunee County to be unsafe for drinking. Clean water advocates noting the drinking water problems in Flint, Michigan, want the state of Wisconsin Health Department to be more involved in Kewaunee County. Governor Scott Walker said Friday that the DNR is already working on a plan.
Is it runoff? Is it other issues? Is it the depth of the wells just because of the soil base in both Kewaunee and parts of Door County?
Walker promises a science-based plan that's appropriate to protect the health and safety of the local residents. In response to the problems in Flint, the U.S. EPA's regional administrator is stepping down, some Michigan environmental officials have resigned, and some Democrats want Republican Governor Rick Snyder to do the same. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.